What's up, everybody? It's your man DJ Romance. Thanks you once again for joining our Indie Artists in Conversation. Today we're going to go into politics a little bit. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about these politics and what's happening. Election time right around the corner, right? Biden, Trump, they going at it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Your man don't play right. Your boy Trump do not play fair, man. Like, all this what he doing is on some, I'm like, I on some old authoritarianism crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what is wrong with him. Like, I don't know if he's trying to, he thinks he's showing strength or what he's actually trying to show the country. And whatever it is, it's not good, because if you ask me, it's dividing the country. You know, but on the other hand, now you have Biden, you don't know what he's about. You dig what I'm saying? So I guess some people, I guess if you're not decided by now, you're not going to be decided, you know, but most people are pretty much decided. But what's your opinion? Have you seen these campaigns? Are these campaigns strong? Has the Biden campaign been strong like you think it was? One of the strongest campaigns I ever saw was the Obama campaign. That was off the chain. You know, it even got down to the internet where they were talking about Obama girl, and he took over the internet like crazy. Nobody knew how to do it the way he did it, and he just, oh wow, that was crazy. That was wild. That whole campaign, it was hats, t-shirts, and all sorts of, you know, hope and yes we can paraphernalia was everywhere. Remember that? Yes we can, man, that was the phrase. And then, oh my gosh, that was just incredible. But I don't see that with any of these campaigns. And then, you know, Trump is funny. He's funny to me because he's calling somebody 300 and something years old. How old he think he is? How old does Trump think he is? Does Trump think he's a young guy? Does somebody need to remind Donald Trump that, you know what I mean, he's a senior citizen? You know what I mean? He's a few years beyond that I'm a senior citizen mark. So he's not no young guy himself. So he can sit up there and fake the funk all he wants. He can keep painting his hair gold. He can keep making himself orange. But the truth of the matter is, you still up there too. So he want to talk about everybody else like he's not getting older by the day. That's the funny thing to me. That's hilarious. So, you know, I don't know if he thinks about what he says, you know, before he says it, you know, but this is my philosophy on the whole Trump situation. Trump believes that what he says out of his mouth, and if he says it enough, people are going to believe it. That's the old trick. If I say this enough times, people are going to believe it. If I keep saying it, I know my supporters are going to believe me. If I keep telling them that this virus is not for real and is nothing to worry about, then they are going to believe me. So in the meantime, he goes out here, has these mass rallies, super spreader events, okay? And all these states that they rallied in, super spreader events, all right? Now, these people are, you know, you can't tell me people are getting infected who went there. You know what I mean? I would love to talk to some of those people who went to those rallies and got infected. I mean, you heard Governor Christie, right? Governor Christie said, man, you know, I was wrong. I was wrong not to wear a mask. They all just followed Trump, man, because they all scared of him. You know, they're all scared of what he might do or the backlash he might give to them, you know what I mean? Or what he might do to their career or something like that. Yeah, man, please. You, who really wants to work under that cat? Anyway, if it's like that, if he's doing that, who wants to work under somebody like that? Anytime you don't agree with what he says, because he's not always right. He think he is, because you know he was fed with a silver spoon in his mouth all his life. He ain't never really had no, he ain't never had no struggle. You know, he don't know what it is to live dirt poor. He don't know what it is not to have no money. He don't know what it is to be around other cultures. All he knows is what he is, and that is what his father taught him, which was white supremacy. How to disrespect women. Huh? That's how Common does it all the time. That's how Common, if a woman says something to him, he has a problem with that. He has a problem with that. He wants to talk over a woman. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Donald Trump, so for real, maybe he's hiding a little something up his own self, trying to act macho, trying to act bold. You know what I mean? Maybe he got a lot of stuff he has in his closet, because I mean, come on, what man, don't nobody act like that. Really? I mean, at one time I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe he, you know, he sees something some other people may not see. And maybe he does. Maybe some things in Washington. How about that? Could it be that? Could there be some things in Washington that we don't see, ladies and gentlemen? Could it be some, I mean, just to put the, you know, just to play devil's advocate here. Is there some things in Washington we don't see that he might see? Like, you know, we have, yes, we know Black Lives Matter, right? We know that. Black Lives Matter. Well, who's funding all those t-shirts? Huh? I would love to know that. In that case, I guess we all can go out and make Black Lives Matter t-shirts, right? Without any backlash from anybody. We should be able to, right? Black Lives Matter. So Black Lives Matter, it shouldn't matter if I made some money from saying Black Lives Matter on t-shirts, right? Even though they have Black Lives Matter t-shirts, but I make my own Black Lives Matter t-shirts and sell them. But I wonder if I would get backlash for that. Or would anybody get backlash for that? And if you did get backlash, where would the backlash come from? You see? So, I'm all for Black Lives Matter. Let's not get it twisted. But, is it a grassroots organization? I mean, honestly, as a matter of fact, why is it an organization? Organization about Black Lives Matter? Who? Huh? Okay. But anyway, I don't know. I need to do a little bit more research on the whole history before I even go any further with that, because I don't like to talk about something that I don't have the full history or research on. So when I get all of that, then we're going to go further with that whole situation, because that's a whole other ballgame right there. But in the meantime, we'll go back to Trump. And we'll go back to Trump and Biden. All right, now, who has a plan? See, my thing is this, who has a plan for Black America? And it's very important. To me, that's probably the most important thing on the table right now. And guess what happened? Once the sports come back, right? And once everything kind of, you know, let's get the sports back. Let's get the hockey. Let's get the baseball. Let's get the basketball popping, because we got to throw their minds off of what they really need. Because if they wake up, then we have a problem on our hands. So we got to keep them asleep. We got to keep them pacified. So, with that being said, we have to, we have to push our political leaders, and we have to really, and even the ones that we have in office, like even the black folks we got in office, the locals, you know, all y'all, everybody has to be on the same page. Y'all need to call each other up. They all need to call each other up and say, listen, we need to build in our communities. Our communities are trashed, and all of them need to have a bigger picture for our community, a futuristic picture for our community, and stop playing the game by the rules everybody want us to play by. Because as soon as we start trying to do for ourselves, and then, you know, they want to have a problem with it, you know. And I tell you, and it's a problem, because soon as somebody gets a contract for something, then, and somebody else doesn't get that contract, then guess what? One of those groups who might have political ties with certain law enforcement people, then they want to start throwing investigations on people. And that's how you get all of that stuff talking about corruption with officials and all that. No, it's not corruption. It's the fact that that official said, you know what? No, you're not going to get that contract. This person's going to get that contract. Oh, really? Okay. But such and such has X, Y, and Z on you. Maybe we'll bring that to light. See? That's the game. All right. That's going to do it for me for right now. Stay tuned for episode 4, Indie Artists in Conversation. And make sure you go to Spotify to search some my music. Search Romance Heart. I have some beautiful songs up there. One is called I Never Meant to Hurt You So Bad. Another one is She Was Made for Me. And there's another one up there called Nobody Compares to You. All beautiful songs. All heartfelt songs that the woman would love. Because that's why I make them for. You know, I make them for, you know, a woman. So, you know, a woman can feel good. I believe that's how songs should be made. Too many songs today are made with a lot of anger in it, if you ask me. Too much anger in the relationship. And it's no substance to me in the lyrics, you know, that would make a woman say, wow, I really love that man. You know, so that's just my take on it. As a matter of fact, that might be our next that'll be our next topic, all right? We're going to be talking about lyrics in today's music, all right? And why aren't more indie artists being played on the radio? Straight up. Something's got to be wrong with that, right? Because they took the power out of the DJ's hands years ago when the DJs used to play music for certain labels, and the DJ would pick a cut, and that would be the cut. So then all of a sudden, the radio stations took it out of the DJ's hands. That's how you knew what DJ was on the radio. Your favorite DJ was on the radio because he played that one cut that nobody else was playing, and it was the bomb. Can't do that today, because guess what? They want to program it. They're going to program it for you. DJs nowadays can't be DJs. I mean, not even your mix of DJs who spin commercially on the radio. Nope. Not at all. You know, in a lot of situations, you have to give permission. Somebody else is okay, who might not even, you know, might not even be a real DJ, but just give their permission. Okay, yeah, you can go ahead and do that. Or no, I don't like that song, and that joint be popping in the club. No, I don't like that. What you mean you don't like that? That joint popping in the club. I should be able to throw that in the mix, right? Right. But see, but that part of the game, is gone. And wonder when it's ever going to come back. It's going to have to now, because you know you have all this independent music out here. No doubt, you have a lot of independent music out here. And with all this independent music, that's out here, right? But all this independent music that's out here, you have so many choices to choose from. So it shouldn't just be 25 to 50 choices. I mean, it's time for A&R directors, program directors, music directors. It's time for them to really do their job and find that gem. It's a gem out there in all this music. But see, when you hear all the radio stations playing the same thing, there's something else behind that. They're gonna make you like this song. Right? Right. But that's on the next episode. No doubt. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Indie Artists in Conversation. My name is DJ Romance Heart. And make sure you keep it locked on Sundays after the game. We'll be talking Eagles. Those daggone Eagles. Oh my God, what are we going to do? I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.